Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great state again.
It's Wednesday, the morning we speak with Michigan Radio's political analyst Jack Lessenberry about what's going on in state politics. Well, Jack, give us a roundup on what's been happening this week in Detroit's bankruptcy trial.
Well, the bankruptcy trial is sort of moving on. There's all sorts of rumors that they're close to a settlement with the last remaining major creditor, Financial Guarantee Insurance. And we've been hearing, of course, about the water shutoffs.
And again, with the water shutoffs, it looks like Judge Stephen Rhodes said, we aren't going to do the moratorium. Is this the last we're going to hear about the shutoffs?
Well, probably not. It's important to note that Judge Stephen Rhodes, U.S. bankruptcy judge, indicated that he was sympathetic to people who had their water shut off, that it's quite a hardship, but he said he really doesn't have the authority to order the city to have a moratorium. People might remember that last summer the city was shutting off a lot of people's water, and there was a lot of resentment of that. There's some question about why more businesses weren't having their water turned off, businesses who were in arrears, whereas a lot of individual people were, and there was a moratorium for a while, but now they have a new 10-point plan to look at this, and they're turning people's water off again. Some people are very incensed about that. But what the city says and the judge said is that, well, the system doesn't pay for itself. Now, the people, the attorney for the plaintiffs, the people who wanted the water shutoffs to cease, say they're going to appeal. It's not quite clear who they're going to appeal to. And, of course, they're in the process of transferring the whole water system over to a new Great Lakes Regional Water Authority that would include both the city and the suburban counties, and there'll be a new entity. But as for now, the water shutoffs apparently are going to be allowed to continue.
And meanwhile, the Detroit Public School Board is trying to kick their emergency manager out of his position. They're basing that on the timeline when the emergency manager law went into effect, rather than by how long Jack Martin has actually been emergency manager for DPS. And the fight over the emergency manager law will go to circuit court today. What do you think will happen on this issue?
I can definitely say I don't know. This is sort of a complex situation in that the current emergency manager law went into effect, I believe, in March of last year. The current emergency manager was appointed in July, and the school board is arguing that in actuality the clock started running in March. Now, legislative bodies, the City Council of Detroit, for example, or the school board, has the right to remove an emergency manager after a year and a half. And the question, did the clock start in March when the law took effect, or did the clock start in July when Mr. Martin was appointed? So this will be a matter for the courts. And, of course, even if they manage to get rid of him, there is no guarantee that they won't have some level of state supervision or another emergency manager at some point. This all gets fairly muddy.
And finally, we are almost a month away from the November election. What developments have you been following on the campaign trail?
Well, there are polls and polls and polls, and one of the more odd developments, and I mean to talk about this at 1:30 today, is that the Republican candidate for the U.S. Senate, Terry Lynn Land, is sort of like Greta Garbo. She doesn't engage with the press and interviews and so far hasn't agreed to a debate and does everything through a spokesperson. So she's been less sort of accessible and visible than any major party candidate for a major office in Michigan that I can remember.
And I should also mention that we will be speaking with Terry Lynn Land on a call-in show on Friday morning at 9. Jack, thank you so much for your insights.
Always a pleasure.